Online Podcast, June 8th, 2005. Hello everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. I am outside, as you can hear. I am outdoor right now, doing a little bit of pruning of the trees. I mean, taking pictures at the same time, so I couldn't talk while I'm taking a picture. As you know, I am so busy that I don't have time to do any home chore. I need to vacuum the carpet later. I also need to prune all this mess that you'll be able to see. All this mess in my Flickr album. Soon after when I post the show, I'll make sure that I post it as well. And really, it's been raining so much in the last few days, and all these plants are just growing like crazy. Let me see if I'm recording. I thought I was recording for a while there, and I spent about 20 minutes talking to you and realized I wasn't recording. So, welcome everyone. This is kind of like a little calm, relaxing afternoon for me, and I hope that it's going to be the same for you as well. Oh, Jiminy, I just pulled my microphone. Sorry. Got caught on one of the branches. So, it is, you probably heard it from one of the pieces that I did, because I'm doing all the recording out of order right now. I don't know which show I want to post first, so I don't really know, but I have talked to you about today being Gay Pride Festival in Kansas City, and me being the boring gay person, I decided to stay home and do a little bit of my house chore and yard work that I didn't get to do. My gosh, I almost clipped my microphone cord because I got caught in the branch. Oh my god, that was scary. Maybe I should put it on the back. Okay, just flip the cord to the back of my head. Okay, that was stupid. If I cut the cord, it would be really awful, because I really like this microphone and it costs me about $80 to get this microphone. So you can hear the sound surrounding me. Nice live music from the birds. And what I'm doing now is I'm pruning those branches that's like completely overgrown. And, you know, I should be pruning it lower, because I don't want this bush to get too big. So I want to clip it closer without cutting too close. And lose the shape of the tree. I don't know why so many cars driving in front of our house today. Usually we don't have much traffic. Okay, I'm gonna encourage the growth toward the house. Of course, you probably don't care. So I'm gonna not trim too much or prune too much from this direction, which is toward the house. Oh, isn't this interesting for you, audience? I mean, listeners. Wow. This is like doubled the size of what it used to be. This little shrub that came with our house. You know, for some of you, this might be really boring, but hey. Maybe it's calming for some people. Wishful thinking, you know. Why are all these leaves dead? It's too crowded, maybe. And I don't know if I told you about the rehearsal that I went to. I'm singing for this event called the Golden Anniversary. It's just a couple celebrating the Golden Anniversary in at the church, and I was asked to sing at that event, which I'll be doing. I'm also weeding from the mulch. Oy. Lots of new branches coming off. Since I've been working most weekends lately, that I haven't had time to come out here and do any yard work. And of course, during the week even, I work in the evening, so when I come home, it's already 10 o'clock, I could barely see anything. So I'm glad I don't have to work on this Saturday. I can actually spend some time out here fixing up the house a little. Oh, hi, girly. My cat is looking at me from the window. Take a picture of her. Wait. Aww, she always gets so cute when she's... Oh, she's in the sun. Wait, erase that picture. Let me take another one. I guess I don't have to always talk. Sometimes a little picture painted by the sound is sometimes nice also, as you can hear all those leaves brushing against each other because the wind is blowing the leaves. Take a look at this. Oh, what's going on? Ooh, sorry about the wind. Okay, this is slowly taking shape. You know, when sometimes I feel like the activity that you do changes as you are growing. I've never thought of myself doing what I'm doing right now, pruning a shrub, when I was in my early 20s. Because I'm always living in an apartment. There's no need for me to do that at all. And then we bought a house, and that kind of changed all the, some of the activities that you'll be doing. Well, Bruce, of course, is a little bit more used to maintaining a house, which I'm glad, because I'm not. He lived in a house before, and he mows the lawn, takes care of the house, even though he was renting, but it was a house after all, and he is he's better at taking care of the house. Let's just put it at that. And part of it is because I'm lazy and he's not, and even if he doesn't want to do it, he will do it because he wants to keep the house nice. And I don't know, I wonder sometimes what my friends are doing right now. You know, I have more friends back home in Malaysia than I do here. And sometimes I wonder what they're doing, and sometimes I wonder what we could be doing if they're here or if I'm there. Yeah, I've never really missed home, except for maybe one or two occasions. Someday I'll talk about my experience of coming over here. Oh, sorry, I just hit the right microphone. Someday I'll talk about how it was for me when I first came over here, fresh off the boat, FOB, fresh off the plane actually, in San Francisco. But today I'll talk about why sometimes I do miss my friends. Like when I went back from my friend's wedding, It was so nice that you get to go to your friend's wedding. I have to make such a big thing of going back to my friend's wedding. I'm glad I did, and I'm glad they made it such a big part. They gave me such a big responsibility in their wedding, which really is an honor for me. And I'm talking about Calvin and Joe. I don't know if they're listening. I hope they are. They're probably busy now and not keep up as regularly as they used to, which I understand. I have a life myself too, and I'm also catching up on my podcasts myself, so I understand. But sometimes I wish they're here, you know. Friends that you can do things with, hang out with, talk to, like my friend David. We didn't really get to spend a lot of time this time around. It was partially my fault because every time we meet, we go out and sing karaoke. And so I wish I get more time to spend with him, because he's like a brother to me, David. Not David, my listener, but David, my childhood friend. And he thinks of me as his brother as well, and its feelings are mutual. But, and of course, you know, he's married and have two kids, and well, technically I'm not married, but I think I'm married. We can't, not because we don't want to. Last week we celebrated our 7th year anniversary, which I talked about in my other podcast. So sometimes I wish I had my friends here that I can go out and do things with. I have friends here, but they're not, you know, friends that they're not friends that you grew up with, so it's different. Just needs more time before we get to that step. Like if I'm in Malaysia and it's days like today, you know, I probably would have gone out with Guo Guang, all my friends, and all the way back, friends all the way from high school years. We'd probably do things together, like moments like this. And I used to have a cousin here, and we grew up together too, and she's very close to me. And we enjoy doing things together. And you know, now she's moved back to Malaysia. And so sometimes I, like, you know, most of the time Bruce is here with me and for me. But right now it's working. I understand he probably feels the same way too, because I work more than he does, I think, all the time. Because I sing and I have so many other commitments that I always get myself into, you know? And he also moved from a different town, a different city entirely, also, up to Kansas City just to be with me. And therefore, I can understand that feeling. So I sometimes wish that I have friends here that I can do things with. I was thinking while I was inside, before I came out here, you know, I want to call, you know, I just, oh, okay, now I think that the reason why I didn't go to the Pride Parade, and of course, it's still possible tonight or tomorrow or something like that. I don't want to go there myself. Plus, I am not a party person, so it really doesn't do much for me. When I go there, it's mainly to be there to report, really, for my show. Not really anything special for me, because I live my life daily proudly as a gay person, as a gay man. I do not feel, and I understand some people don't get to be that lucky. The nature of the job or the family, they don't always get to be this lucky being themselves, as I can every day. Both my jobs, I can totally be myself. Don't have to worry about losing your job. It's really sad that that's still happening. And that's why we have Gay Pride for straight people who do not know what Gay Pride is. Gay Pride once a year. Oh god, I almost clipped the cable one more time. Gee, I'm gonna cry if I did that. Goodness. For people who do not understand or know what Gay Pride is, because I'm sure I have listeners from Malaysia, from, well, Singapore, they probably do know. And Gay Pride, just like, you know, your pride of being Singaporean, your pride of being Malaysian, your pride of being Chinese, pride of being who you are. That's what Gay Pride is. And for people who do not have the opportunity to be who they are all the time, daily, Gay Pride is very important for them. That is the only time they can go out there and actually hold their boyfriend's hand, hold their girlfriend's hand, kiss their boyfriend, kiss their girlfriend. I'm not talking about gross making out in public, but even though they do. And I know what the reason is. And I'm talking about, what I'm talking about currently is just the share of affection, you know, like you see straight people do all the time. Holding hands, kissing each other, touching each other, not inappropriately, but touching each other. But the reason why some gay festival or whatever, gay pride, turn out to be all sexual, there are various reasons. First is the media covers the saucy part of it. So what you see on TV is not always that case in real life. Like I was reading, the Kansas City Gay Pride, they have a lot of informational, educational events going on at the same time. They have courses, they have classes, they have information about being gay, about coming out, about recognizing who you are, where to go to when your teens are suicidal, and all that good stuff. They have all that too, but of course, those don't get media coverage, right? So all you see are queens in their drag queen outfit, and gay guys in their leather outfit groping each other with their ass hanging out, and all those things that is not necessarily always a good depiction of the gay community, especially for people who already are looking at us, the gay people, grossly, because straight people, when you say gay, the first thing, now, I'm not talking about all straight people. Those people whom you will find disgusted by the whole gay marriage thing, the first thing you talk about gay, the only thing that they can think of is gay sex. That's the only thing they can think of. Now, who is the sexual pervert here? I'm turned off by straight sex too, but when you say somebody get married, you don't think about them humping each other. But when you talk about gay marriage, yeah, that's what they think of. That's what straight people think of. When you say certain irresponsible and ignorant straight people would think of gay people humping each other. But because of those people, so it's kind of like a cycle, an evil cycle, because of those people viewing us as sexual beings only, and the fact that gay people have to live in an oppressed society, when events like Gay Pride comes along, they want to be as proudly gay as possible, because for some people that is the only day, that is the only weekend, or, you know, it's Gay Pride month, so I don't think people do that the whole month, but during Gay Pride, that is the only time they get to be who they want to be, in private or not. So a lot of the stuff that can be done in private are done out in the public, blatantly, because they don't usually get that kind of support in their daily life. So it's like, back at ya, see what I can do? I'm proud, I'm gay, what is that? I'm queer, and I'm proud to be gay. So here I am, look at me grab my boyfriend's crotch. I don't do those things, but not everyone does that, but there are people who does that at the festival. I don't totally agree with that kind of action or behavior, but if that is the only time, one time during the whole year, that you get to be who you are, I'm sure you will do the same. I guess Gay Pride, well, yeah. I'm supposed to be talking to you about the Gay Pride parade and festival, which is a celebration of your gayness, which is a good thing. But that this kind of turned into more of a serious note. This is not funny. At least not funny, haha. But it might be educational for some people. Even for some gay people. Because I know there are gay people out there who are listening to the show who are not out. Well, there might be, I don't want to say that there is, but we're not quite sure with their own identity. Or sometimes it's because of the social stigma of being gay. It's like a taboo to even think about coming out. Some people I've seen people like that. Families who totally disown them if they were to come out. Did I just clip my cable? Hello, hello. No, that's scary. And so I know there are some people out there who has this kind of struggle. So it's approaching 30 minutes, and I do want to talk on. I do have a whole lot more to do here out here in the yard. So what I'll do is, I will end the show right now, but come back tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, my next show, I will continue talking about gay pride, why certain people act a certain way, and how I respond to that. So thank you for downloading this show, thank you for subscribing. If you want any show notes, links about things that I mentioned in the show, you can go to my website at onlinepodcast.com. Find lots of information there. And hope you have a good day or evening. And I will talk to you on my next show. And on my next show, I'll still be clipping. It will be a day later for you, maybe, but I'm still here clipping this bush. Okay, thank you so much. I will see you on my next show. You take care and don't forget to smile. Bye bye.